All right. Wow.
Okay.
How's it going, guys? Good afternoon.
Oh, I thought you answered yourself. No. You asked us how it was going, and then all of a sudden it said good.
Yeah.
Afternoon.
It is. Wow. Well, it's another fortnight has passed, and welcome again, everybody, to another Imbangium podcast. Now, people have asked me, what the heck is Imbangium, and what is a podcast? Well, I could tell you, a podcast...
Webster's Dictionary defines podcast.
What is Imbangium about, gentlemen? It's your turn to answer that question.
It's us bros...
When someone says bros, it's either I expect to hear hoes in the next sentence for some reason. Bros and bros before hoes. No, okay.
And we talk about the daily lives on the internet.
And I'm talking about, obviously, you know, the garden hose.
Yes, of course.
It's a hoe.
Yeah. I don't know what else you could.
What else could it be?
No idea.
Webster Dictionary defines hose.
Defines hose as a garden tool. you were saying?
Yeah, we discuss our findings and our feelings.
We have been
findings and feelings of the interwebs.
We have been researching the internet.
It's true. I'm on it every day. That's all I do.
All right, all right. Let's tell them what it's really about.
All right, all right.
Okay. All right, all right.
We are a bi-weekly podcast in which we talk about things that have happened
to ourselves
on the interwebs.
And the interwebs.
And ourselves.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like...
Every other podcast
out there?
A segue
that I meant to say, but I forgot. I blanked.
You blanked out? What happened to yourself?
I blanked out. All right. Are we going to discuss the elephant in the room and how there's multiple dimensions?
Yeah. That's exactly what this podcast is all about, is going into the existential...
Did you read that?
What?
NASA says...
The philosophical...
There's an elephant
in the room.
In several dimensions.
Exactly.
Elephants,
in a different dimension. This room is filled with elephants.
The elephants has shown...
No, I think I'm pretty sure
I honestly thought we were going to go into Doctor Strange like right away.
Well, I was going to.
Oh, okay.
But I also read an article where I'm pretty sure it was NASA, but I could be wrong, but a scientist or a group of them.
Yeah.
Whether they're North American or not, I don't know if they travel in space or not. They said that alternate universes and like parallel dimensions exist.
Yeah, they do. Like, for example, when I was younger, it was the Berenstain Bears.
Yep.
And
it's very true.
As I've grown up, it became the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, baby. Sorry, honey. We're going to have to talk to you in a bit. Okay.
I was just saying hi for a bit.
Okay. Okay. I love you.
Hi.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was this week's version of Pokeroo. Man, it's like deja vu, man. Deja vu.
Do we have full reign to talk about Doctor Strange now?
Wait, we were still talking about...
Multiple dimensions, man.
Like Berenstain Bears.
Like the Berenstain Bears.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it the Berenstain Bears or
it's
the Berenstain?
Berenstain.
Yeah, it's Berenstain. Yeah.
You don't know... Wait, you don't know what we're talking about?
No.
You don't know the Berenstain Bears conspiracy?
There's no conspiracy about it. It's spelled the same way the entire time.
How?
No.
How do you say it?
Berenstain.
Okay.
Spell it. Oh, really? Spell it.
Yeah. Bear?
No.
B-E-R-E-N. B-E-R-E-N. Baron.
Okay, yeah. Okay. B-E-R-E-N-S-T.
E-I-N.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
There you go.
The whole world is wrong, actually.
No, half the world is wrong. Because half the world
remembers it.
That's when the dimension shift happened.
Yeah, and half the world doesn't. Yeah.
That means that we're from the other dimension.
We're all from the other dimension.
Okay. So is it like the international timeline?
No, we switched
timeline. We switched through the Berenstain line.
Just go on to Wikipedia and look up Berenstain Bears...
Why
conspiracy?
Is it Stain? That's wrong.
There you go.
There you go. You're from another.
Yeah, you're from the other dimension.
You're from the other dimension, Daryl. All
right, I'm gonna type in Berenstain Bears dimension.
You're gonna.
Oh my god.
Yeah. There you go.
There it is. See?
Explain, please.
Tell us what's going on.
And the listeners.
Well, I'll tell him. I'll tell them while Daryl's researching himself.
Here, right. No. At some time in the last 10 years or so, reality has been tampered with and history has been retroactively changed.
Retconned.
The Bears really were called the Berenstain Bears, Berestein, when we were growing up, but now reality has been altered such that the name of the Bears have been changed post hoc.
Right?
To somehow Berenstain. We have undergone a pi over 2 phase change in all 4 dimensions.
You don't need to know, worry about that. All you need to know is
we're from an alternate timeline who remembers Berenstain Bears. Because when I was growing up, I saw Berenstain Bears.
So how can we travel?
Here in Canada.
How can we travel?
What do you mean?
We didn't travel.
No, it says that those who remember the name of Berenstain are native to this A universe.
Yeah.
While those who are sure it's Berenstain traveled over from the E universe.
Yeah. From the
Okay.
Yeah. The E universe is with the E.
But how can we travel subconsciously?
No, we didn't travel.
No, it's just
physically we did.
Yeah.
We split from that universe and we live in the A universe now.
My mind is blown.
Watch Steins Gate and your mind will be blown even more.
Berenstain's Gate?
Berenstain's Gate.
It was Steins Gate the whole time.
Steins Gate the whole time. The bay character was really a bear.
If people don't understand why we're laughing, is because what Steins Gate they're in?
It's an anime involving
Doctor
again,
Strange.
Like dimensional type or world traveling.
Yeah,
through time. So, and it's called Steins Gate, Stein.
Yeah,
are you sure?
Which we're sure it is Steins Gate.
Or it actually was a visual novel.
Which is pretty good.
Which it turned into an anime.
And it's going to be
a video game.
New version or new continuation of that anime coming
out. Or actually the Steins Gate Zero.
Yes.
From the Zero timeline. Yeah.
Yeah, Steins Gate.
Steins Gate. So the really crazy thing is these dimensions
are now
being proved correct, Daryl? Is that what you're saying? NASA?
Not NASA.
NASA has
NASA. NASA, you mean?
NASA? It's NASA now, right?
So what are you saying when you were growing up?
It's been NASA this whole time. I can't stop laughing. Okay, sorry. Continue.
What were you saying about like when you were growing up and there were Berenstain?
There were Berenstain bears or Berenstain bears.
Yeah.
Right? I know this because I was corrected how to pronounce it because I actually pronounce it Berenstain Bears, Steen, but people told me that it's pronounced Stein because Filipino, when we read things, it's very phonetic, right?
Yeah.
So when I say Berenstain Bears.
No, a lot of people call them Berenstain.
But I
I mean, e-dimensional people.
People go Berenstain, Berenstain Bears, right? So, if people don't realize that there has been a world shift, which has probably happened 5 or 6 times, like for example, for the longest time, people didn't realize that Nelson Mandela, died.
Yeah, in the '80s.
In the '80s.
But that's called the Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's the first shift.
Yeah, where many people remember that he died in the '80s.
Yeah,
but then
and then
he died again in
2014. Is it for 2014?
Stop maybe. Screwing with my head. You guys are totally. Why is this on BuzzFeed?
Because it is on BuzzFeed and because it's real, and it's BuzzFeed.
I mean, the parents.
It's BuzzFeed. It's been I this whole time. the I universe versus the U universe. But people thought Nelson Mandela had passed away long ago, and all of a sudden when people said that
he died and he's like what?
I thought he was already dead.
How do you spell Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer.
Oh.
M-Y-E-R.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
See, now we're from two different dimensions now.
So you may think Berenstain or Stain.
But the family,
you may have thought that it was like some kind of, well, at least when I read about it, I thought it was something to do with like Canada versus US or whatever.
That's what I thought too when I first read it. Yeah.
Literally there's no evidence at all that says it's Berenstain.
No.
It's nowhere. That it always has been and always will be Berenstain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because how could I think that?
Yep.
And even the family themselves, they've been Berenstains their whole life.
Yeah.
How do you, like, what in the world?
Does Curious George have a tail?
He should.
Yes.
He does not have a tail.
What?
He does
a monkey.
Have a tail? He does not have a tail. At least it's not prominent. It's not like that.
No, I thought he has a big, like, long, curly
tail. No, he doesn't.
Since when?
Is this another thing?
Yeah, it's another thing.
Well, there you go.
There's another one. Well, there we go. Well, now we're all from different dimensions. What does NASA say about it? Those scientists. I mean, NASA.
NASA. I must have dreamt it, because I don't see it.
Really?
Maybe you're from another dimension.
You're from another dimension. You're from the haircut dimension. Nice haircut, by the way.
Thanks.
Or from the haven't gotten our haircuts yet dimension.
Yeah, I haven't got a haircut in like 5 weeks, so I was I should get a haircut.
Wow.
So I did.
Perfect. Congratulations. Now, interdimensions, though, with Dr. Strange, or as I like to call him, Dr. Estrange.
Dr. Stephen Strange, a.k.a. Dr. Strange, which is how they summarize it or put in the summary.
Or Mr. Doctor.
Doctor. Mr. Doctor. That's a good joke, actually.
That was
pretty funny.
It was quite good.
So did anyone else get bugged by the fact that he kind of just like accepted
it? I guess
it
we're going into spoiler territory.
Yeah. First part of this podcast is spoiler territory. If you have not seen Dr. Strange yet.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I mean, if yeah.
Well, no. Let's talk about. Let's not spoil anything. All I have to say.
Wow.
It was a good movie. Wow.
Wow.
Owen Wilson. Wow. For me, I liked it. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's good that it stepped away from the whole sci-fi hero type thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It was more mystical.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but
I mean, it wasn't Thor mystical.
It was
good.
It was mystical. Mystical. Yeah, it was. I think Marvel and Disney does sequels and prequels very well.
So
building their universe.
You know what Doctor Strange has taught me?
What?
That they really can make a Avatar Last Airbender movie good. And then watching Fantastic Beasts, they really can make Avatar the Last Airbender movie because of all the beasts that have magical powers.
Yeah, that was great.
Because it's just like, I don't understand what Shyamalama Ding Dong was thinking.
You know, what it is it's not just Shyamalan. It was the studio.
Yeah, that too.
Like, if Shyamalan
they need to have...
Well, why was it so dark?
Katara and Sokka.
No, they
needed Sokka.
Yeah, that's what it's
called. Sokka and Aang.
Aang.
Yeah, they all needed to be white, though.
They all needed to be white.
Even though they're Inuit.
Yeah.
But it's because they come from the Northern Water Tribe, which is the more successful.
No, they come from the Southern Water. They come from the Southern Water
No,
tribe,
but
right?
their grandparents are
from the North. Yeah, yeah. So they're Inuit. And Aang should be Chinese, right?
Well, they're nomadic, though.
Zuko should be. Zuko should be Chinese. And everyone else should be Chinese.
Dev Patel was pretty cool.
How are the effects in
Avatar?
In Last Airbender?
The movie?
Garbage.
Yeah.
Was my fault.
Meh.
It was meh.
Meh.
So if Doctor Strange plus
the last
Fantastic
bit
Beasts,
got better, but
those two.
I have to watch the Fantastic Beasts to say, but you have to
the
admit
effects are real cool.
Oh, so
yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. What is the name of the story of the three wizard artifact thing.
what the heck, man?
The Hollows? It's literally the
Hollows.
Literally the last
movie. It's literally the last movie you watched.
Wait, what's it called?
Deathly Hollows.
Deathly Hollows.
What? Oh my god.
What in the world?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I saw that icon in the movie and I was like, oh god, my god.
It's that thing.
People have people have silly tattoos of that thing. And I apologize if you actually had gotten one.
No, you don't. Listened.
No, I don't. I feel it is silly because no.
Because no.
You mean
because no.
You mean you don't like my N64?
Your N64
logo?
The cube tattoo. Logo? I don't like your Spider-Man tattoos. I don't like your Bleach Atari. Tattoos or your Naruto tattoos.
I'm like Gus. I have a tramp stamp of Atari.
No. I just find it just a little too much, right?
Anyway.
Well, what would you get a tattoo of then?
Me, myself.
Okay, there's
Steve-o. I would tattoo my face onto my face. Why are you guys laughing?
You're the one that's laughing.
You are laughing. You guys are both laughing inside.
No, we're dying inside.
Anyways. No, I wouldn't get a tattoo. I'd love to get one one day, but I don't
know. You can't get rid of it, though.
It can't be a Deathly Hallows symbol.
It will not be a Deathly Hallows symbol. It would probably, if most likely, be a musical note of some sort.
Just one?
Like, no, a whole score around my arm. Oh, okay. And if you were to read it, you could sight read my arm on piano. And on the other arm would be tablature, tabs for guitar. Jeez. No, I wouldn't get a tattoo. I'd love to get one, but I can't commit to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to get the Imbang Clan? Like the Imbang crest?
There's Do we have a crest?
I don't know. I have no idea. Actually, we can make one.
We can.
Hmm.
You know what we need to
what
do?
What would
though?
That entail,
we need to be,
though?
We need to be statesmen in Canada to get a crest.
What's a statesman?
You have to have served in...
Like, yeah, in the government.
In the government.
Yeah, and then you can get yourself...
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. you have to kind of have, like, some sort of status or level in the government to even get a crest.
Yeah.
A crest is all about
royalties. Citizen. Is no. that not... How dare you?
No, you are not part of the government. You are part of the establishment that carries the government.
So it's more important.
The government.
No, we're not that important.
What? But we carry the government.
Yeah, we do, but we're not,
but we're not important.
Okay. Everyone together is very important, but yeah.
Individually?
Considering that
we are
Canadian.
Youth of the nation.
Yeah. But yeah, so good movie, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Mysterious. Awesome. Beauty and the Mysterious Beasts.
Beauty and the Fantastic Beasts.
Oh,
Beauty and the Fantastic Beasts.
Starring Emma Watson.
And Where to Find Them.
As Hermione /
Belle. Like, it kind of bugged
Hermione
me.
Bell.
It kind of bugged me that Colin Farrell was playing an American, even though he's a Scotsman.
Colin Farrell.
He's the guy. He's the dapper-looking guy.
Yeah, he's a dapper guy. He's got the white
hair. Oh, right.
That's Colin Farrell. But like... And he doesn't show up in any of the other movies, even though he's from the UK.
Is he supposed to be part of the other movies
as a character? He's from the UK, but he's playing
Yeah, but Eddie Redmayne's not part of that either. He doesn't show up.
No, he got
Henry Cavill.
Oh yeah, that's a funny one. British plan playing like the
American hero.
Okay,
the epitome.
Here's the funny part.
Okay. Of Doctor Strange?
No.
House?
Of House. when we were going to watch Doctor Strange, I told Darian and Francis that if they keep watching Benedict Cumberbatch, they would hear House for the first part of the movie at the least.
Yeah.
But you heard House the whole movie.
The whole movie sounds like Doctor House.
Yeah. But everyone else
I've never heard him called Doctor House.
He's a doctor.
Mr. Doctor.
Mr. Doctor. Hugh Laurie plays House, but
he's a British guy.
Who did you say does a good, really good American accent? Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill.
Does a really good American accent.
As Superman. Yeah.
Logan does the best American accent for a Canadian who's playing for an Australian. Australian.
No, you know who plays really good who Robert Downey Jr. is really good with accents too. Because he's playing a dude acting
disguised as another dude.
So he's an American.
He got a nomination
actor
for that.
Yeah.
He's an Oscar nomination because that's how good his acting was.
He was an American playing an Australian who's playing a black Southern American.
Disguised as a Taiwanese, like a militia.
Yes. You're sure.
That's Tropic Thunder, by the way. So good. He played four different characters in one movie.
I mean, he's the same character, but just in layers.
No. But that's basically like Shrek. that is actually what really good voice actors do.
Yeah.
The guy who voiced Bugs Bunny, which his name...
Rest in peace.
That's not his name.
Russet Peace?
No, Restin.
Oh, Restin? It's Restin. No. The guy who first voiced Bugs Bunny, he basically voiced every other character. So he basically was Elmer Fudd pretending to be Bugs Bunny, pretending to be...
Yeah.
Like, he could do that.
Yeah.
Like, if it was as if Elmer Fudd was... playing Bugs Bunny. What's so funny?
I'm just thinking of if he was 007, he goes, my name is Peace.
Rest in peace. Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Okay. I mean, that's a pretty cool name, Restin.
Restin?
Restin's a good name.
Yeah.
It's like Preston, but.
No, without no the P.
That's in the piece.
Yeah, that's where the
that's where the piece comes from. But yeah, I think we can segue to something new to
talk about. So if you can force it that way, sure.
That's what I'm gonna do. We are forcing the segue to
something else that starts with a P.
Okay, let's see.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Done.
Yeah.
So the new Pokemon Sun and Moon have been released.
Yes.
So if you are an aspiring Pokemon trainer. Go and get your copy today.
You'd need a 3DS.
You'll need a 3DS and
money.
And a lot of money.
Well, so, isn't it like $40?
Or you can wait for someone to buy it and then mug them.
I advise against that.
Why don't you do that for your NES Classic?
Well, I wanted to, but my kids were
your
with
kids
me.
Were there. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Could you explain?
Well, I missed... the deadline.
What was it? What do you mean deadline?
Standing in line.
To stand
early
in
enough?
Line early enough.
And it sold out.
And it sold out because they only held 29 copies at the Best Buy I was at.
29?
Yeah.
Is that how many pre-orders they had?
No. There was no pre-orders for Best Buy in Canada, from what I heard.
There's no pre-orders.
29, though.
So what happened was the people who lined up there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, was it like an early thing?
No,
release thing?
It was not a pre-release. It was nothing.
It was like, that's the release date.
That's the release date. This is when the store opens. And when the people were lining up, the guys who were inside the Best Buy came out, gave people tickets or whatever, or like pieces of paper that says, you get a copy of the new NES.
Oh, for free?
No. For buying it.
Okay.
Which is $79.99 Canadian.
I mean, you could just go on Kijiji and buy one for $300.
Yeah, how about no? I think Nintendo has already done the research on how well this Nintendo
Classic
is going to be, is going to work. And I feel that the SNES is going to come out probably in either next year or the following year. But this NES one still needs to make a good run first. And... they've probably seen how many people have downloaded the emulators and the ROMs. Like, Nintendo, come on. Like, you should... people have been downloading ROMs of your NES games for the last 30 years.
Nintendo knows what they're doing.
20 years.
They know exactly what they're doing. They sold the most popular console in 2009.
Time. What?
The Wii.
Yeah.
They sold that. And they came up with like 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
But like, they know what kind of demand that they can supply to, and they don't do it. They just don't.
No, they don't. And it's...
I think they said they had 1.5 million ready to sell, and that was gone.
I'm never going to wait in line again, by the way. I'm never going to wait in line again.
You're just going to get delivered?
Guilty feelings. What's that?
Just deliver online?
No, if I can, sure. But if I don't, I'm not going to lose my mind over it anymore.
Camping line type thing.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to buy it like 2-3 months from now because the hype has died down, yeah, I'll buy it then. But during the beginning of it all, I'm never going to do that again. It's too much.
Do you remember?
Too much heartbreak. Emma was going to cry,
How long were you waiting?
We were waiting for about an hour and a half or something like that. Yeah, outside in the cold with my little girls.
Do you remember?
They were bundled up. Don't get me wrong. they weren't in their t-shirts, but I mean.
Do you remember when we used to wait to watch a movie?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Right. I can't do that anymore.
Oh my God. I was so happy when I just had my ticket and I sat down. I was like, this is my
seat. Reserved seatings are great.
Yeah, reserved seatings.
Only way to go.
But you know what? Even aside from reserved seating, movies are great. Wherever I watch them now. Doctor Strange was amazing, by the way, in the theaters.
In 3D.
In 3D. Wow. It was really, really good. But I just said, no, I don't think I can waste an hour or 2 hours. How long we would wait? 5-6 hours?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
We didn't do 5-6 hours for a movie. We did two it for and
Transformers.
A half.
When the first Transformers came out. I remember that.
We did Transformers and Harry Potter.
Yeah. We did Harry Potter, but that was 2.5 hours.
No, we went ahead 5 hours for Transformers.
I remember 5 hours.
Yeah.
Was it 5 hours?
Yeah, it was 5 hours.
I don't think so.
We let everyone kind of go get some food and we come back. And yeah.
The longest
we've waited was 5 hours.
The longest I've ever waited was 9.5 hours for my iPhone 4. That was the longest time.
Wow. We were waiting for
9.5 hours.
Your iPhone 4.
iPhone 4.
Did you have an iPhone 4?
Yeah. On release.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember you ever having an iPhone 4.
We had an iPhone 4.
I only remember me and...
Huh. No? That's crazy.
It was me, dad, and mom. We waited in line at the Market Mall.
And you and dad got iPhone 4s.
Yeah, me and dad. Dad and I got an iPhone 4. Got iPhone 4s. That's pretty cool. We waited 9.5 hours for that. I don't ever want to do that.
Yeah, I'm never doing that again.
I will order online or I will...
Reserve seats.
Reserve seats.
Oh. I think I'm too invested in life now.
Yeah, time is money, friend.
Yeah, and to be the first person with the newest game or newest app is no longer important to me.
Newest app? What are you talking about? Newest app?
Like you wait on that for the like app
application?
Oh,
whatever. If you have to wait for something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you whispering? I can hear both of you. No, I mean, like, there's some people who end up... for example, when the new World of Warcraft thing would come out, or a new Final Fantasy 14 for you would come out, and you're there, and the new game is about to start on the day of release.
Mm.
Let's rewind back some more. This is something that I was talking about yesterday. Menmaxis released SimCity. And everyone's trying to play that first.
The big SimCity?
Yeah, the big SimCity. The small SimCity.
It pooped the bed.
It pooped the bed the first few days.
For the first like month and a half.
Yeah,
and forever after.
I should really play City Skylines. I have it.
You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should play it.
Apparently it's great.
You have my account, don't you?
No.
I do.
Oh, Kui has it.
I have it. Okay. You shared it with me. But I'm not doing that again. I'll wait till your servers are stable. I'm gonna wait till I, you know, like I've downloaded the newest thing and it's all ready to play. But server instability, you can't do it anymore. No.
So is there anything coming out in the next like 3 years that you can think of that you would want to even consider standing in line or waiting?
No, Never. I think
Final Fantasy 15.
No.
PS.
I'll wait.
PlayStation 4 Pro K.
Oh yeah, that's the 4K Pro. No. The Xbox One S, the Xbox Ones.
The ones. Yeah, but the Xbox Ones is better because it actually comes with a 4K Blu-ray.
What did you call it? The Xbox what?
Ones.
The Xbox Ones.
Wait, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
What are you looking at?
I thought you were like pointing to something.
Oh, no.
I was like, we have one?
No, I was just looking around.
I mean, we have ones?
Xbox Ones. No, I don't think I'll wait for that.
Ever?
Or anything ever.
What if Emma came up to you and she was like, Daddy, for my birthday, can you get me a Nintendo 9DS?
Nintendo 9.
But because it's Nintendo and she wants it for her birthday and it's coming out for her birthday.
Yeah.
Would you stand in line?
No.
Then? Oh.
Sorry, Emma.
Sorry. Sorry, Emma. But you know what?
If you're listening to this.
Now, if Emma says, Daddy, I want to go and wait in line, I'll be like, sure. Go. Who's taking you?
Who are you waiting with?
who will you be waiting with? Do you have friends? Do they have gullible parents to wait 9 hours in line for your iPhone 45?
Oops. Yeah, it's the iPhone.
The iPhone
10S.
100S.
10. 10. 10.
XXXI.
Plus. The plus S.
The Nintendo
Tennis Plus.
Tennis Plus.
Tennis Plus.
It's a tennis racket, too.
You know what? I think the...
Tennis Plus XL.
I think if Emma wants to do that, I will probably scour the family and see who could take her for that first. And then I'll treat you guys to dinner so that you can... Because I can't wait in line anymore.
It's not even for food? Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
You're right. I will wait in line for food. I'm a very patient person. No, I'm saying food is one thing.
Why is food one thing?
That's sustenance, and I need that every day.
I mean, you can get it from other places.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I can go to another... If that line is too long... Like, for example, if the Taco Bell line is too long, I'm going to the Manchewak line.
What if Chef Ramsay came into Calgary and he said, I will serve only people with the last name that starts with a Y?
Would I wait in the line?
Would you wait in line?
It'll be free.
No, his celebrity status, it doesn't matter which...
Okay, Jamie Oliver.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they are.
Okay, Bear Grylls.
No.
If he was like, you could drink my piss.
No, I won't do that. You know what? Who was that? Someone was saying... Oh, Rolo. Rolo was just like, Dane Cook is coming.
Is he?
I think he's already gone.
I'm waiting in line.
He's coming. Do you want to go see him? And I was just like, no. He's done for me. You know who I would go and see? Is
Conan O'Brien.
No, not even Conan O'Brien.
What?
No.
Comedian though?
Comedian?
Well, yes.
Aziz Ansari.
No.
Aziz
Ansari. No, he's too ethnic for me. Comedian. I'm just joking. He's
Russell
American.
Peters.
No, not Russell Peters either. Craig Ferguson.
Oh god.
He's the greatest. So good,
but you have to wait in line for that.
No, I don't. Rolo's gonna get the ticket for me.
No, you have to wait in line to get in.
No, that's a difference. I'm talking about you're getting something limited edition or something like that. I can't do that, right? I've given up on that part of my life where that says I must have this thing, this widget, this item, or else my life is not complete. I've gotten those things, and my life still wasn't complete afterwards. So I've just stopped doing that.
But Final Fantasy 15 comes out.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to wait in line?
I don't think we are. I'm really hoping we don't.
You're just going to sit at home and click download, right?
I think Ellie
what?
Pre-ordered it.
Oh.
She gets pre-order bonuses or whatever.
Yeah, I get that. Like statues and stuff.
I wonder if Dad had to wait in line when he got her first Nintendo.
No. Because the Nintendo came out in 89. We got ours in like 92 or something.
92, 93. Yeah, that's true.
So...
Or the Genesis.
What about the 64?
The Genesis was the same way.
Genesis, a year later.
The 64 I want to buy. I need to find it because I was an idiot when I was 18 and I accidentally sold it.
accidentally.
Yeah.
Whoops. I have money now.
Oh, there's money.
Oh, wait, I guess I sold it.
I had to find a way to Calgary. So I need some money. I'm not working anymore. I need some money to live for a few months. So I sold my N64.
Did Dad get the N64?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that... Yeah.
That was the last one he bought.
That was the last one.
Was that... The when did he get
no,
that,
no, no, no. He bought the PlayStation. Dad bought the PlayStation 2. Yeah.
The PlayStation 1 was kind of like charity to us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was Roy. Like, hey, Roy.
Hi, Roy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for lending us your modded...
Lending.
PS1. Your modded PS1. Remember? Yeah. You could play all the burnt games.
Yeah, we had 400 games.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know. Ridiculous. Actually, no, I think I remember.
That's how I only learned about DDR.
And I only remember playing Bust a Move.
You know what I remembered is not to play that game and save stuff because... Or any games and save stuff and expect it to be there the next day.
But I spent 19 hours
on it in one day and it's gone.
Final Fantasy IX all the way through.
Yeah, Final Fantasy IX was there.
Like you didn't save at all?
No. We were able to save, yeah. Remember, we played Legend of Dragoon.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's the best part, so... Yeah, I think that's our video game section of the podcast done.
I played Skate 3 for a while.
What's that?
Yeah, that was a good
game. I saw Jack Patillo streaming it, and I was like, I don't want to watch him play it. I'm going to play it. So I booted up my PlayStation 3, downloaded like 3 updates, put in the game, and downloaded like 2 more updates, and then I was like, yay. So after 45 minutes, I was able to play.
Yeah.
See, this is so brutal. If you don't play,
I'm crazy. I want to play a game and it takes 45 minutes. You already own it.
I think that
takes you 45 minutes to play.
You know what? I think that's another reason why I don't even own a console anymore.
Well, it's the same thing for a computer. If you haven't played something, it'll update.
No, this is true. But with my computer, I sit down on my computer. I turn on Diablo 3. It has some updates. I minimize Diablo 3. I go onto Facebook or I go onto something else and I can move forward. You're going to go in on your computer, on your couch, and you're going to go and wait for that thing to download. Now you're on your phone.
No, that's why you like power it up and then you go do the dishes because you've been like procrastinating for 3 days.
On the dishes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. For 3 days.
I thought the 3 days for waiting for it to upload and update.
I'll wait for the dishes to pile up, not the updates. Wow.
That's hilarious. But yeah. So... Anything else new in your world?
I went and watched a concert.
Oh yeah. Prog metal.
At the Mac Hall, McEwen Ballroom.
Mac Ballroom, yeah. I hear you.
The last time I was there was when we watched Arch Enemy, like not so long 9 years ago.
Last time I was there was like Friday.
Ballroom?
No. I mean, I passed by there. Like,
oh, what was that? Oh, speaking of what was that? So the ghost has struck again in the basement.
Have we talked about the ghost on the podcast?
I don't think we've talked about the ghost on the podcast at all.
Okay, well,
should we talk about
it? It's a treat for everybody to know.
This is today's PP, Paranormal Podcast.
It's the Paranormal Podcast brought to you by...
Section. Wait.
What section? What?
Podcast section.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's the paranormal section of the podcast. And so... If you have visited my house, my parents' place, when I first lived here in Calgary, you'll know that
something's up.
There's something strange.
There's a dimensional
in this
neighborhood.
Yeah. There's a dimensional vortex of some sort somewhere in the house.
Something like that. I suspect it to be over there.
Or did it just get colder?
Sorry, when you say vortex.
I actually feel that.
Do you feel that?
God, is it just me? No, it's
my
just
legs,
you.
My legs are getting cold.
I'm so cold right now. What
Stop it. Stop it.
My legs are actually cold.
Like, I'm actually cold, dude. This is not even...
Me too, but I'm not trying to ignore it.
I'm not even...
You know what mom says? It's all in your head.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
She just wants us to think that.
She wants to think that. Except she's harboring something.
Really, okay, all right.
Okay, so we gotta stop that.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. When we moved here.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe before we moved here, no?
No.
Okay.
You lived in the basement.
Not when I first arrived. We lived together in our room.
Oh, the basement was empty.
Basement was unfinished.
It was unfinished.
You and I lived in the pink room.
Yes.
And the reason why it's called the pink room because it
is
has...
Is there a reason you chose the pink room?
Huh? No, no. Daryl had the room already.
Mm.
Daryl had that room. Is there a reason why you chose the pink room?
No.
No. There was no reason.
Okay. It's because mom and dad probably chose it for us.
Yeah. They're like, you're sitting here, you're going here, and then they put the bunk bed
in the blue room.
The reason there's a pink and blue room.
Yes. A pink room with...
surrounded. It has like a little wallpaper strip with... No, the pink room.
Pink room is the teddy bears. Oh, it's got the
teddy bears and tutus.
And tutus, yeah. Yes.
Ballerina teddy bears.
Yeah.
I'm very manly.
Yeah.
I'm very in tune with my gender.
Yeah. And the blue room had ducks and rabbits.
Rabbits.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Butterflies.
So the people who lived here before us were the first owners of the house.
Yes.
Okay. They only had a daughter.
Wait, what? You're freaking me out. Okay, don't pause like that. Just continue.
No, yeah. that's the point.
Oh, okay.
That's the point. That's where I pause there because
the blue room was supposed to be for something else.
Think about what the blue room is about.
Okay.
Is it for a little boy or was it the playroom? No, we don't know, right? Because I'm friends with that girl on Facebook.
You are?
Yeah. I don't remember her name. I have to scroll it off to find her.
Okay. It's a Chinese lady.
How many friends do you have?
Girl. I have like 500 friends, and they're all... And I haven't said happy birthday
very
to any
popular.
Of them. I apologize, guys.
Just...
Everyone's birthday I missed. Happy Facebook birthday. Friend. Yeah, such a terrible Facebook friend. Yeah. That's the craziness of the whole thing. And then...
Well, that's the beginning of the craziness.
Well, see, no one... Yeah. Possible route of what's going on in the house, right? Holy crap, it just got cold.
No, it's winter. We're in the basement. It's going to be cold.
Yes, yes,
especially
you're right.
Because we have parents that love us very much that will...
Turn down the heat.
Yeah. And when we tell them we're cold, they say, put on more clothes.
You know, okay, So some weird things happen in the house. You can hear footsteps. You can hear creaks. And everyone's attributing it to the house is old and the floorboards and the joints, stuff like that, are just...
Joints.
But yeah, the joiners everywhere in the house. Joints. It's just
like old. It's aging.
Old and it's breathing because of the cold and the heat and wood and stuff. But for me, my experience for this...
I mean, we've all experienced
something. Well, for me, I'll start first because today? Mine is... Well, today we'll talk about today later.
Okay.
Rolo and I, right?
How long ago was this?
This is when we first went to the Philippines.
That was about...
2007?
8 years ago.
Yeah, eight years Seven? Ago. I started eight, dating my girlfriend, nine. Now my wife, now the mother of my children. She stayed with me in my room while you guys were still vacationing in the Philippines because of work. So we're in bed. Okay. Sorry, mom and dad. We're in bed and, all you hear is footstep walking across from the kitchen all the way to the other side of the house to the fireplace. So you could hear it. Like right here from my room, you can hear like step, 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 step. And then I got woken up by Rolo and she says, did you hear that? And I said, are they home? And I said, what are you talking about? I just arrived yesterday. They're not arriving for another week. Yeah. So Rolo and I didn't leave the room for at least 2 hours. We were literally freaked the heck out. Insert expletives in heck. You can change that. So that was the first sign. And then you know what I've done is just to try and ignore it as much as possible.
Well, that's how all the movies are. Yeah. If you ignore it, it's fine.
Yeah. So
the movies are.
How about you, Daryl? What's happened with you?
Well, I've heard the footsteps.
Yeah.
I've heard
in the basement.
I've heard the footsteps in the basement.
Yeah, with no one's in the house,
like from upstairs.
When there's nobody in the house, because I used to work, especially that one stint where I worked.
You worked nights, right?
I worked nights at TELUS, and so everyone was either at school or at work,
mm-hmm.
and I would be in the basement, and I would wake up at around, you know, 1 p.m. where for sure no one's home.
Yeah.
And then I would wake up to a door closing or footsteps, and I would just be like, well, F, this is not good.
Because I worked till 5 p.m. like every day.
Yeah.
My dad would be at work till 3 p.m. every day. Mom is 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And you kids weren't in until 3:30.
School,
right? Darian and Francis.
Yeah. So I've had those. I don't think I've had anything else aside. I don't think.
Darian and Francis have lived here longer than us now, too.
Yeah.
I guess that we have, huh?
Yeah. So you have one that was captured on your Twitch stream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is correct.
Oh, and Francis has one
captured on video.
One of his YouTube videos.
That was an old one, too.
Yeah, that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 9 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It just got colder again.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so the one that was captured in Francis' video was an orb. And for those that are uninformed, the orbs signify
orbs?
The essence of a spirit.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or something.
Something.
Not of this plane.
Yeah.
Not of this dimension.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. But yeah, so...
And then Darian captured something a little more physical. Than that.
Yeah.
So...
I was playing this game called Stardew Valley. It's a great game. And I was streaming on Twitch because it's just something to do. And I'm talking with my friends. And it is also like 2:50 in the morning. So everyone's pretty much asleep.
They're asleep, yeah.
Probably. I mean, yeah. So I'm there farming away, minding my own business.
And like then the Chinese I hear farmer you are.
like our ancestors. And then I hear a clack, right? So on our little chat thing, our voice comms with my friends, you can set it so that like below a certain amount of decibels, the mic won't be activated.
Yeah, it is a gate. Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't hear that, but I heard that. So I say, I'll be right back. Well, I say that like super hesitantly because I'm like I'm spooked. Okay. So I take off my headphones and I walk over to where I heard the sound to investigate. And along my windowsill, which is on the other side of the room, I had stacked my coins.
Yeah.
And I look down below the windowsill on one of the folders on my floor underneath the windowsill. I see a dollar and a quarter, which are coins in Canada.
You mean a loonie?
A loonie and a quarter.
Yeah.
They're still called quarters.
25 cents.
25 pence.
And I know like immediately that that's probably where it came from. And that's basically what happens in my stream where I come back and tell my friends and I get a little like uneasy.
Was the windows was open, right?
The window was closed.
The window was closed.
Then the
it
coins
was
were hanging off of the edge.
No.
Probably no,
why
not.
Why would Darian put those coins really? He stacked them?
I even tried before. I stacked them. Like it was just two coins stacked. Yeah. They weren't like stacked high. It was two coins stacked.
Two coins.
And I even tried like putting them on the edge like halfway. And for the longest time ever, it just doesn't fall. Anyway, the next day, I pick the coins up and put them back, right? And then I try to like forget about it, but then the next day I think about it, and I put them on the sill, and then I knock them over like slowly.
Yep. To see
to hear what the sound was, and it hits the folder.
It sounds like it.
It sounds exactly the same, right? So then,
but then you had something happen before that, right?
No, that was it. Was after that happened.
The poster,
or it got more.
You mean the picture frame? Okay. Well, are we gonna go through all these stories?
Well, no. I think.
Okay.
Last part, catalog it. Right.
Last part is the picture frame, right?
That's the first one on his experience of this year.
Oh, for this year.
Yeah.
You don't remember earlier, the rest. You've blocked out the rest.
Possibly. So earlier in the year. I'm at Costco with mom and dad, and Kree Francis goes to the computer, right? he's home alone. He's doing his photo stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then we come home from groceries and I go up to my room and I had a stack of boxes in the corner.
Yeah.
And I noticed one box like on the ground and I'm like, I don't remember that box. And it's like long and flat. And I'm like, I don't remember that box. So I go and look at it. It's my picture frame. It's a picture frame that was hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
So then I go and ask if he heard any like loud bang or anything. Yeah. And he said, yeah, he heard it. And he said that he went up and looked around. He thought that I was still home, but apparently, well, I really wasn't. So he says that he didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And when I looked into my room, it looked normal to me because it looked like a box that was
on the just floor
next to the other boxes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It looks normal. But it was so a I tell frame. Him, I tell him it was a picture frame that was hanging there, and
the picture frame wasn't hung right then.
No.
You had to lift.
Yeah,
up.
I looked at the picture frame. No damage, like on the hook or anything. And then I look at the hook in the wall.
So the nail.
There's no damage in there, and it's not even like pulled out or anything. Which leads me to believe that the only way it could have fallen is if it were lifted up a bit, which is another physical thing.
Maybe it's wind.
Yeah, it is room.
And so, yeah.
And then you said something.
Oh, no. And then, so we tell mom about it.
Of course. Yeah. That's the worst thing.
You should never.
And she's like. Also, she's like super.
She goes, can I do it for you?
Yeah, go
she
for
goes,
it.
Wuss! That's what she says.
Yeah,
in translation, it's okay there, buddy.
Yeah. So then we keep trying to tell her that this is totally strange.
Yeah.
And then after a while of like arguing, I guess,
mm-hmm.
she like raises her voice and says, it's because you guys don't pray.
It's because you don't go to church.
At which point we're like, Mom, wait a minute. So now
Darian prays every day.
How long ago was the last incident?
Today, this morning.
No, before today.
Friday.
No, not even Friday. Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay, before that. So, is it Saturday was more frequent?
I don't want to think about it.
I think so. I think we don't want to think anymore about it.
Okay, let's talk to them about the most recent.
The most recent?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one yesterday?
No, we're talking about this morning.
Oh, this morning. Okay.
So this morning, I come down, okay?
And to I'm the just basement.
Like, to the basement. Into the basement, into the theater room.
No, it wasn't even this morning. That was like at noon.
Yeah, it was noon. We just had finished
breakfast
and everything. So we came down and I'm just like, man, I got to do some inventory of my audio equipment and take a look at, I want to buy a new, a new bookshelf and what's really inside this bookshelf that we have here. And see the last theater chair, you know how that has a kind of like a reclining part, you know how the feet go up. Well, yesterday when I left, or when I first arrived into the house to watch Batman versus Superman, that I pushed that chair, it was already up and out, back in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, because it blocks the walkway towards the bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that and I take a look at the manga and whatever. I sit back down. We watch
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And then this morning, I come down. The
screen
is already down. We were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
The screen is like up a quarter of the way, and it stops. Like it's like just like a little bit
it's
showing.
Still showing. Yeah.
And that seat is back up again.
Well, it just means that. The chair's latch isn't latching all the way anymore.
Yeah.
Before you guys left, you might have stopped it before you.
Why would I stop it?
I don't know.
You know me.
This is AV guy.
This is me.
This is the AV professional.
I'm gonna watch more movies today.
Okay.
Why would I put up the screen?
Didn't you put it up?
No, I didn't put it up.
Well, someone put it up.
I was the last one up out of here.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So this morning that thing was up again, and I literally, because I was gonna go and check out the manga, what, like, which numbers I went up to on of the Beck that I collected, mm-hmm. and I did the exact same thing on Saturday where I pushed the seat down with my foot or pushed the yeah.
Yeah.
So that is our stories for
now.
For now. We'll keep everyone abreast of.
I mean,
so are we gonna have to invest in night vision cameras?
No. And that's where
EVP recorders.
I mean, if we want to make a movie,
if we want to disappear,
yeah,
and people find too. The footage.
Yeah, if you want to make a
found footage.
I don't think
an unintentional found footage film. No,
a real found footage film.
No, but we'll just keep it uploaded, right? It'll just be direct upload. When it connects to a Wi-Fi, it'll just upload directly to
for motion sensor. Yeah, and Facebook, and everyone's going like, "Oh, there goes Brian again, pretending there's a ghost in
his house." Yep, that's basically how it's gonna go.
I'm not gonna do it.
That's funny. It's funny that
everyone's gonna be texting me, going like, "Hey, man, stop! We're done with you flooding our Facebook feeds
with this fake
stuff."
Yeah, it's so funny when you think about the difference between.
Something
the fake
real.
Stuff, and then you, and then something actually happening to you, and you realize, you know, you just know what's fake and what's not.
It sounds like you guys are forgetting that you're putting the screen up, and it's not being pushed in all the way. So that's what it sounds like. See,
okay, now you want me to freak you out right now? Go take a look at that seat.
Uh huh.
Look at it.
Uh huh.
Physically,
yeah. You see like the seat? What it looks like compared to the rest. See?
No one was sitting on that chair, Daryl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
It does mean something because no one
said it was out and you pushed it back in.
With my foot.
With your foot. Yeah. Like
standing
pushed
up.
Down.
I was standing up and I pushed it down with my foot.
Yeah.
And I clicked it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything. There are two latches. If both don't latch or if only one latches.
So I did it again. Okay. And we've been here for 4 hours now.
Uh-huh.
How long does it take for that other latch to release so it goes back up again?
Well, it sounds like it takes at least a night.
Yeah. so far, we're half a night already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the next 2 hours.
No, it's got to be longer because when did you guys finish the movie last night? 10?
9:30.
And then you came down here.
No, it was like 9.
9?
It was 9, yeah.
You came back down here at like noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've still got like... That's 14 hours.
Yeah, but okay, fine. I'm gonna ask Francis tomorrow to check that. I don't want to scare him.
You should say that, and then like before you leave,
pop it up. Oh man. Well, you know what? We broke an hour.
How long ago?
How do we fix it?
about five. I think 5 minutes ago.
Okay, that's fine.
Hold on. Let me double check here.
If you said that like an hour ago, then that'd be very.
I had. We did our. How do you call this? A new piece of technology which tried out this morning, was that camera thing.
Photo scanner,
and I put up a Facebook photo of my
with your majestic hair
with my younger frosted tipped self. And I think it's pretty awesome. You guys should go check it out if you have a chance. I'm thinking of setting aside a weekend to
digitize
all of mom and dad's photos. And apparently there's like 3 or 4 albums that haven't been put into our photos that haven't been put in, or 3 or 4 albums worth of photos that haven't been put into albums yet.
I just remember spending 7 hours on a Saturday because dad was like, we bought a scanner and we want you to scan it and put it on a hard drive. And then they lost the hard drive or something.
Hey, congratulations. That's why Google is your life. So it'll never be lost and people can access it and have all that fun stuff. So, all right. Well, I think that's it, my friends.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. It's a good fortnight of discovery and discussion. I hope everyone is doing very, very well. Check us out on Imbangium at Spreaker. You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram. I've been doing some more posts on Twitter and Instagram. It's going to be... I'm still working on it. I don't like Twitter.
Twitter's so easy to use.
Then Daryl's going to be posting up onto Twitter in Bangium. Yay! No. Sure. If anything, let us know if you have any questions. Find us on... or send us an email, imbangium@gmail.com. You can download all of our podcasts on iTunes and on Google Play Music. Or is it Google Music Play? Google Play Music? You're able to subscribe to those. And you can, listen. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And hopefully you guys have another fortnight that is really, really awesome with full of technology and magic. That's it. I think I lost everything.
All right.
I want to thank our sponsors again. My mom and my dad for letting us have fun in the basement. Thanks, mom and dad.
Putting up with our
paranormal
nonsense.
Yeah. Hopefully they can feed us. Please keep feeding us.
Much appreciated.
We're much appreciated. Check us out again on Facebook. I don't know why I hesitated there. I wasn't sure. Ymbangium. And hopefully, we'll talk soon. This is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium Podcast.